Let me ask you a question that the Lord asked the prophet Ezekiel. If you went out to a cemetery and dug up a grave that had been there for many years, can dead bones live? Can that person who died and has been dead a long time, can that person live? Back in Genesis, in the garden, God said to man, "The day you eat of the fruit of the tree, you shall surely die." Now, man did not die that day. Adam and Eve did not die physically, but they did die spiritually. They became dead in trespasses and sin. And all mankind died that day in Adam. He's the father of all mankind. Adam and Eve died spiritually. They lost the life of God, which is holiness, righteousness, goodness, purity, wisdom, understanding. Adam lost all of that. And all of his offspring lost it. They don't have it. Man became full of sin. Man became unholy, unrighteous. There's none that doeth good, God said. None that understandeth. Man became, by nature, a wicked, vile, corrupt, and yes, evil creature. That's the way God describes man. He says in Isaiah 1, from the sole of the foot to the top of the head, there's no soundness in him. From his walk to his heart, his mind, all the faculties of man are corrupt, depraved. His will is depraved. Christ said, "You will not come unto me." His mind is corrupt. His ways are evil, filthy. His heart is perverted. He's blind. He's deaf. He's dead in trespasses and sin. Captive to sin, captive to Satan, captive to the world, captive to self. Unwilling. He's a rebel against God by nature. Unable to do good, to think good, to see, to hear. Man cannot, will not choose good, choose God, choose life. He is dead. He must be given life, the life of God, given life by God. Life is not an offer, but a gift. Man is dead in trespass and sin. He must be raised from the dead. No truth is more evident in Scripture and in the experience of all of those who have been quickened by God. Man must be raised from the dead, be quickened. He must be born again. Our Lord said that to a religious man who fancied himself to be righteous, to be good, to know God. He didn't know God. God was standing right in front of him, and he didn't know him. And he said to that religious man who was dead in sin, he said, "You must be born from above." How? How is man given life, quickened? Well, he's quickened, he's given life by God. By God, by God's choice, by the will of God, not man's will. He's dead. By the power of God, the Spirit of God, by the Word of God, the Gospel of God. God raises dead sinners by preaching His Word, by preaching the Gospel, which is Christ and Him crucified. Now the world says this is foolishness. But to those who have been raised, those who have been quickened by His Word, by the Gospel, those who have been born of God, the Gospel, the preaching of that Gospel is both the power of God and the wisdom of God. They all know, all who have been quickened, given life, born of God, they all know it's a miracle. It's a work of God. They all know it was His choice, His will, His purpose, His call. Listen to Romans 10. It says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." How then? How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? Sent by God. In Ezekiel 37, if you have a Bible, and I hope you'll follow along. In the book of Ezekiel 37 is a story, a vision, a prophecy of God, a story that represents how dead sinners are raised to life through the preaching of God's Word, the preaching of His Gospel. In Ezekiel 37, verse 1, it begins, "The hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of dry bone," full of bone. Ezekiel was chosen by God, called by God, sent by the Lord God to prophesy, to preach God's word. Ezekiel was a gifted man. I've often heard people say about a preacher, he's gifted. Well, everyone who's been truly sent by God, everyone who truly preaches the truth, has been given the gift of the truth and the ability to preach it. God doesn't send out men without a gift to preach His word. As Ezekiel, he was given an understanding so they might know Him that was true. He was given the ability to preach it, to declare it. And Ezekiel himself was a gift. Preachers are a gift of Christ to God's people. That's what Ephesians 4 says, that when Christ ascended on high, He led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. And He said these gifts to men are apostles, prophets, evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the work of the ministry, for the preaching of the gospel. The greatest gift God can give to a people is a preacher of the gospel. Christ is the unspeakable gift. Jesus Christ is the unspeakable gift of salvation, of life, and the preacher of the gospel is a gift to God's people because they must hear the gospel and they must hear it through a preacher. Ezekiel was sent. He was sent by God. He says, He carried me out in the Spirit, in verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of this valley full of dry bone. Ezekiel was sent. He was called, chosen, and sent to preach to these dry bones. Now, who sent this man? God did. The people didn't send him. The people didn't call for him. They're dead. But God, rich in mercy, for His great love, wherewith He loved these chosen people, sent them a preacher. False prophets are sent to schools, sent to seminary, sent out by men. Not Ezekiel, not the prophets, not the apostles, not Paul. Paul said, "The gospel which was preached by me is not of man, neither did I receive it of men." Verse 1 says, I was in the valley full of bones. Valley full of bones. The psalmist says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. This world is a world of death, a world of sin, of evil, of darkness and death. And there are very many, like these bones, very many dry bone and very dry. Very many that are dead all around. How many? Well, Scripture says all. Scripture says in Adam all died, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In Adam all died. Listen to Romans 5. It says, verse 14, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who's the figure of him that was to come. Death reigns upon all flesh. All flesh dies, and all are born dead in trespasses and sin. They must be quickened. And the Lord said of these bones, they're very dry. They've been dead a long time. Yes, in Adam, all died. Been dead very long time and very dry. There's no sign of life. In verse 2, it says that the Lord caused Ezekiel to pass by round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and they were very dry. Very many. Ezekiel walked around and looked around, couldn't see one sign of life. Couldn't see not one single bone that was stirring, or not one single movement, not one single dead person was calling on the Lord, asking for mercy. That's what God says in Psalm 14. The Lord looked down upon the from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. And He says they're all gone aside. They're all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. And I look around at this present evil world, my community, my nation. It's hard to find any that calleth for truth, any that are calling on the name of the Lord for mercy, for salvation. Very many and very dry. That describes sinners. Verse 3. And the Lord said unto Ezekiel, Son of man, can these bones live? Can these bones live? Can dead, dry bones live? Can they make themselves live? Well, that's absurd, isn't it? Well, over in Jeremiah 13, the Lord asked Jeremiah the same question. Can the Ethiopian change his skin? Can the leopard change its spots? Neither can ye do good which are accustomed to doing evil. Now, this is what the true prophet knows. In verse 3, Ezekiel answered and said, O Lord God, thou knowest. What he's saying is, I don't see how. They're dead. They're bare dry. I don't see how bones can live. Lord, only you know. Here's what the true prophet, the true preacher knows, and all of God's people know. All of God's people who were dead and quickened and raised. All who were born of God, quickened, taught, bought, brought. They all know, O Lord God, thou knowest. They all know that salvation is of the Lord. It's up to you, Lord. If they live, you're going to have to give them life. It's all up to you. These bones can't live of themselves. O Lord, thou knowest. Here's what the Lord said today, verse 4. He said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. Preach. Isaiah said, what shall I preach? He said, preach, all flesh is grass. Dead, dry grass withereth away. And preach, behold your God. Say unto them, verse 5, thus saith the Lord God unto these bones. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear. Having ears, they hear, but hear not, Scripture said. I was a preacher's kid. I heard message after message, but I didn't hear a thing. I was dead in trespasses and sin. But God, one day, through the preaching of the gospel, according to His power, in His good time, according to His will, His choice, made me hear His voice, made me hear the gospel. And here's what He said. Preach. Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will cause breath, not if you will. It is not of him that willeth or of him that runneth, but it is of God that showeth mercy. Of his own will begat he us. Man doesn't have a free will. He's dead. Behold, God says, I will cause breath to enter you. That's the Spirit of God. Through the preaching of the gospel, through the preaching of Christ, the breath of God is the Spirit of God taking the things of Christ, giving life from the dead, giving faith, giving a new heart, a mind. New life, spiritual life. So, Ezekiel said, I prophesied as I was commanded. And behold, he said, flesh came upon them, skin came upon them. No breath in them, but I prophesied, wind, blow, wind of God, come, old north wind, and blow upon these bones. And so it is that every true preacher of the gospel knows that it's of the choice of God, the will of God, the power of God, the Spirit of God to give life to dead sinners. And he calls on the name of the Lord. He cries unto the Lord to make the gospel effectual, to give ears to hear, give eyes to see, to give life where there is none. And the Lord did. Ezekiel preached and life came into those dead bones. The Spirit of God moved upon them and they stood upon their feet. They were alive unto God. Dead, dry bones live. And so it is that when the gospel is preached by the power of God, the Spirit of God, life comes into a dead sinner. He believes on the Lord Jesus Christ, calls on the name of the Lord, and he's been given life from the dead. What about you? May the Lord give you this life. Amen.